as he preached and taught the Word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
This is radio station KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the Zion Hill Church Family Broadcast, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Nestled in the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZIONHILL.com. Now, let's join the broadcast, already in progress.
The book is Psalm 68, verse 31. If you find it, say amen. Amen. The Bible says something profound. You probably hardly hear it in the house of God. But by permission of the Holy Spirit, I want to call your attention to it. Psalm 68, verse 31. It says, princes, and of course princess, shall come out of where? Egypt. Make sure that's in your Bible. That's Africa. Ethiopia. Where's Ethiopia? Africa. Now you see why you don't hear people preach about it. But I'm African, I preach about it. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out our hands unto God. Let's pray. Father, we are grateful for the word of God. Holy Spirit, I thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you for all of our guests. Thank you for this church. Thank you for so much that you are doing around here. You who started the good work in us, you are able to finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that you will enable me to share something that will be a blessing to somebody. Touch us in a very special way. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Our subject for discussion this morning is titled, I Am Somebody. That's all I want to talk about. I am somebody. Say it again. I am somebody. That's our topic for discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to quickly use one stone to kill two birds. Let me tell you what the birds are. The first bird is that I want to celebrate our history. This is Black History Month. I want to spend some time to celebrate our history, to celebrate who we are. The second bird I'm trying to go after is to celebrate and inspire our young people. I was so touched this morning to see how they sing, how they dance. They handle the media. Man, just about everything going on around here. And it's very encouraging to see young people actively engage in the work of the ministry. I want to inspire them to continue to hang out with God. I want to inspire them to succeed in life. I want to inspire them to know who they are. I have found out from personal experience that when you know who you are, you don't need nobody's permission to leave. Hallelujah. Why is this important to me? Because many people have distorted the story of the black man. There's all kinds of lies out there about who we are. And sometimes some of us don't even know who we are. That is why we have to celebrate one another from time to time. Even in the Bible, the Lord said a lot about the black man. But folks who go to church, they don't even know that. Many people, even inside the church or churches, have built false narratives. You ever wonder why they paint the faces of some of the saints in the Bible as if they are white when they are black? So it's important that we know who we are. Sometimes we change the complexion of people in the Bible to look European when the Bible made it very clear they're black folks. Even you go to many churches, you see the paint of Jesus Christ. It's a counterfeit image. So I'm just telling you why I have to teach about this kind of subject. Because if you're not careful, you will think that heaven belongs only to one race. But when we get to heaven, you're going to find out God is welcoming himself, people from all nations. Amen, somebody. And the good news is that from Genesis to Revelation, you will see examples after examples of positive roles of the black man. You will see shadows of Africans run through the whole scripture. So every now and then, I need to take some time to teach the body of Christ. You all do know I have an audience bigger than those of you here. I'm a blessed man. There's a lot of people listening, black and white. I pray to God that he will enlarge my territory. And he's just done that. People are watching in Africa as we speak. It's evening in their time. They're all glued in. I minister to people in Europe. This is the hand of God upon my life. Please take note in the passage I just read to your hearing, the text mentioned two cities. Am I right about it?
Yes,
number one, Egypt. And number two, Ethiopia.
Yes,
please don't forget, both of those cities came from Africa. Again, I call your attention to that verse, Psalm 68, verse 31. Notice what God said concerning Africans. Concerning black people. That includes you and me. God said, princes and princesses shall come out of black folks. I can close my book and go home. Some of us, we get revelation of that. That's why we talk the way we talk. That's why we act the way we act. Because we know, in our knowing, we are somebody. It's a princess. Princesses will come out of Egypt. Notice something else he said. He said, Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. What I just read to your hearing is not poetry. That's a prophetic statement. That's a word of prophecy from Almighty God. God is saying to you and me, you are born, you are made to be princes and princesses. Talking about black people. God said to Ethiopians, he said, there will be people who stretch out their hands unto God. Meaning black people, Africans, will reach out towards God. If there's any group of people who really know God, they're black folks. So now you see why I said in my topic, I am somebody. Say it again after me. I am somebody. Say it like you mean it. I am somebody. I may be poor, but I am somebody. I may be in jail right now, but guess what? I am somebody. I am black. Somebody say I'm beautiful. Amen, somebody. You got to know who I am. I am anointed. I am appointed. I am destined for greatness. Open your mouth, decree and declare it. I am somebody. It is so in Jesus' name. I believe that very much. God said it. I believe it. It is settled. If you hang around me for just 1 hour, you will find out, if you will see it in my attitude. You will find the way I walk, the way I see it in my attitude. Because I got this revelation. God said, I will become prince. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. When I come here, I'm blessed. When I go out, I'm blessed. When I woke up this morning, I'm a blessed Negro. I done preached myself happy already. You know why I'm so happy about this? Because not only is this a prophetic verse in the Bible, that prophecy has come to pass. I see many of my people walking around defeated. It's because you don't know who you are. With no dime in my pocket, I'm a prince unto nations. My brothers, my sisters, let me prove it to you for a few minutes and I'll let you go. God always makes sure that his feeling is known. In your Bible, one time, Moses married an African woman. Am I right about it? Moses' wife was so black. You will never miss it, that this is a black woman. But some people, some player haters didn't like it. Miriam was criticizing Moses for marrying a black woman. Am I still in the Bible? But notice what God did. God intervened. And God caused the haters, the player haters, to become leprous. That's God's way of telling you, America, God don't like racism. Say again, I am somebody. Just make sure what I'm telling you is in the Bible. Even Jesus Christ, as an infant, got in trouble. The king, Herod, sought to kill him. Am I still in the book? When you get a chance, read the book of Matthew chapter 2. God again intervened. God never hide his feeling where he stand on the question of race. He sent an angel to Joseph. He said, get your butt. Yes, I said it. Somebody needs to preach this Bible instead of trying to be politically correct. Get your butt out of this place. Somebody is trying to kill your child. And guess where God sent him to? Egypt. Where is Egypt? Africa. Even the savior of this world was raised. The first dot Jesus touched on earth was a black man country. The savior of this world became a refugee in the continent of Africa. Let the record show it was not in Rome. Let the record show it was not USA. I'm about to mess your religion up this month. It wasn't in Switzerland. It was Africa. The truth be told, in the Bible, God made it clear that being black, you are not an outsider. You are part of the main event. Africans have been serving God long before the Europeans ever heard of God. Somebody needs to preach this gospel. The sad thing, though, ladies and gentlemen, that truth I'm telling you was lost. Why? Because the world has been trying to suppress the truth. The problem was not ignorance. The problem was what we would call intentional blindness. Have you ever seen people that know the truth and ignore it? That's why people will go around painting the face of Moses as if Moses is a white man. And you know very well, the Bible tells you Moses grew up in the palace of Pharaoh. In case you don't know Pharaoh, I feel like whooping already. Pharaoh was a king in Africa. So Jesus, Africa. Moses, Africa. Every major event in your Bible is Africa. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to know who you are. Even the picture of Jesus Christ. I don't know if you have been to some churches. You see Jesus' picture with blue eyes and blonde hair. I say, huh? If you show up back then with blue eyes, blonde hair, they would, in Judea, they would think you are an alien. These were colored people, like you and me. That don't mean I'm hating on other races. I thank God for the whites. But I'm black and proud. I believe I say that again. I say with a smile, I'm black and I'm proud. Amen. Brother Pastor, why are you so adamant about this thing? I'm glad you asked. In the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 13, God was describing the creation of the whole world. And God said the name of the second river, he told you the name of it, Gison. And he told you where it's located. Can you read? It's in the land of Ethiopia. Where the hell is Ethiopia? The Garden of Eden. Where everything begins. Sometimes I get so wired up when I'm talking about this. It's a dangerous thing to be walking around and not know who you are. Ladies and gentlemen, from the beginning, the center of creation is the land of the black man. So the presence of Africa was not mere symbol. Africa was historical. Africa was geographical. Africa was theological. Are you still here? The Bible talks about Abraham. There was famine in Canaan. Guess where God asked him to go? Africa. Generations later on, again, there was famine in all the countries around. Jacob's 12 children. Joseph was already in Africa. The rest of them, they came on their knees begging for food. Where do they go? Africa. Literally, Africa fed all the nations around them.
That's a fact, sir. Yes,
sir. I know who I am. Open your mouth, shout it again with conviction. I am. Somebody. Let the devil hear it loud and clear. I am. Somebody. The Queen of Sheba, a black woman. Thank you, Reverend. Somebody needs to know this Bible. She went to visit Solomon. And there, she saw how blessed Solomon is. And it was recorded that Solomon and the Queen of Sheba had a baby. You figure that out on your way home. Because some of you are looking at me, huh? Ladies and gentlemen, I never will forget when we visited Israel. Many of you were with me, you know. We got there and they had an agenda for us. You're going to visit this place, you're going to visit that place. I called the tourist guy. I said, come here. I said, we're not going to none of that place. He looked at me. I said, who are you? I said, you're taking us first and foremost where the black Jews are. God is my witness. Some of you are there with me. He told me that's not on the agenda. I said, I'm paying for this trip. I don't care what's on you. Mama, you are there. Mother Johnson. I said, the first place we're going is where the black folks are. It's a dangerous thing when you know who you are. 99.9% of what you see me accomplish here has to do with know who I am. When you know who you are, you don't have to beg nobody for nothing. You don't have to kiss up to nobody. I changed the whole agenda. and we went to where the black folks are. How do these black folks got there? I just told you. The Queen of Sheba. I said, Minister Ma, I said, don't get too deep, Reverend. Just keep it simple. Now we have black Jews. What I'm trying to say to you, brothers and sisters, in the plan of God, Africans, black people, they are never in the background. They were in the center stage. Whenever you see God displaying his power, you will see a black man in the show. Do you remember in the book of Mark, chapter 15, verse 21? The Bible talks about Simon the Cyrene. The man who carried the cross of Jesus Christ. Am I still in the book? Where is Cyrene? Right in the middle of Africa. Ladies and gentlemen, Cyrene is the present day Libya. The Bible acknowledges, even though folks are trying to cover these things up, as if we are just an afterthought, as if we don't know God, we're a bunch of savages that people, Europeans, have to bring the gospel to. The devil is alive. When Jesus Christ got tired carrying the weight of this world, it took a black man to finish it. I know who I am. That's what makes me dangerous. And blessed at the same time. So even in the plan of salvation, because redemption, your redemption, my redemption, all of our redemption was at stake. It took a black man to carry the cross. When you get a chance, read the book of Songs of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 5. Probably many of you don't even know that's in the Bible. All these preachers be whooping and hollering, they never teach you the word of God. When was the last time your pastor preached from the book of Songs of Solomon? Hey, don't turn me off. You know God sent me here. I didn't send myself. Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 5 says, I am black. You say, huh? That's in the Bible? Yes, indeed. You got to know who you are. That woman won everybody trying to love on her. Say, I want you to know who I am. I am black. Amen, somebody. You get to the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 14 and verse 15. Again, you see Apostle John in the island of Patmos on lockdown. Isolated. He said, Sunday morning, I saw a vision. And I saw Jesus Christ himself. And then he began to describe what Jesus, glorified Jesus, looked like. America needs to hear the truth. He said his hair was like wolves. Am I still in the book? His feet was like a burnt brass. He described him to the teeth. He described a dark colored man, radiant in front of him. The glorified Jesus. Many of you will be surprised when we get to heaven. You think I'm shocking you now with my preaching style? I'm preparing you for the truth. What is the message? When the story of salvation reached a critical moment, Africa was there. When famine came upon the land, Africa was there. When the people were oppressed and God needs somebody to rescue the people, an African was chosen. When Jesus' life was threatened, his parents hid him in Africa. When the church was born, it was the Ethiopian eunuch that God used to take the gospel back to Africa. Long before Europe heard about Jesus Christ, Africa was blossoming in Christianity. That's why I said I am somebody. Our people are oppressed by religion, and still they find refuge in God. Amen. You need to know who you are. Our people held on to the Bible even when the Bible was weaponized against them. The Bible was used to justify slavery. And yet our people still believe in the same Bible. Our people believe in Jesus Christ, who is often painted to look like nothing like them. And yet because they know better, because they know who they are, their faith sustains them. They remain strong, unmovable, unbroken, undefeated, unstoppable. That's the will of God for every one of us now. And I'm not just speaking to those of you in this room. There are hundreds and thousands of people listening to me on radio, watching me on television. If you know, the day you know who you are in Christ, you never have to beg nobody to leave. And look at the result when you know who you are. Look at what we've been through to get to where we are today. We went to school. They told us everybody wear a shirt of your HBCU. I say, praise the Lord. I'm a graduate of Southern University Law School. I'm proud of who I am. We went to school. It wasn't easy. Many times we thought about quitting. Many times people say, you're not going to make it. Many times people say, no way for you to be a lawyer. But Jesus said, hell yeah. Why not you? You can do it if you have faith in God. And here we are, lawyers and doctors, nurses, writers, preachers, teachers, healers. I am somebody. Here we are. Here we come. Psychologists, sociologists, anthropologists, musicologists. I am somebody. Here we are. Anesthesiologists, psychologists, gynecologists, radiologists, blackologists. I know who I am. Somebody say, I am somebody. Here we are. Social workers, case workers, engineers, architects, accountants. Here we are. Somebody say, I am somebody. Now we have scientists, we have dentists, we have artists, we have economists. Here we are, blessing the city, blessing the field, bless coming in, bless going out. Somebody shout, I am somebody. Here we are, pharmacists, dentists, HR specialists, speech therapists, physical therapists. I am somebody. Here we are, company executive, corporate executive, marketing executive. I know who I am. I am somebody. Here we are, singers, dancers, musicians, composers, writers. I am somebody. Here we are, beauticians, barbers, traders, gardeners, teachers, plumbers. Somebody shout, I am somebody. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am anointed. I am appointed. And no devil can stop me. If God be for you, who the hell can be against you? I feel like preaching right now. I am somebody. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. He's ever rescued me. Too many dangers. Praise and snare. Yes, how amazing. It was grace. The grace of God brought me from nothing. Somebody this morning, the Lord said, just go and encourage your people. Just remind them who they are. And when you know who you are, you don't need nobody's permission to exist. Find you somebody next to you. Hold their hand. Everybody stand to your feet.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZIONHILL.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I said, praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, stand up on your feet. I said, praise the Lord, everybody. Make some noise, everybody. God has brought you today. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Everything, 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 everything.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Jordera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church Family.
KAYT and KQJOFF. We're five cities strong all day long. Lead it. We've got Louisiana on lock.
Kelly's Sitting Service is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LTPCS, NOW SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs.
Lord, you've done so much for me.
Kelly's Sitting Service Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
Are you grateful today?
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What?
Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Jesus, and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, I praise God for saving me. Greetings to you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Certainly we thank and praise God to be able to be coming into your homes, or your places of business, or in your cars, or wherever you are today, listening to the sound of my voice. This is Pastor Lawrence Casper Staton, and I want you to know you're listening to that noisy church. The Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. God is a good God. He's been better to us than we've been to our own selves. And like I tell folks all the time, I'm blessed today. And if you really look at it, you're blessed today as well. Why, Brother Lawrence, do you say we're blessed? because we have another day above ground.
Yes,
ain't no dirt been thrown in our face. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're able to see another day. Things might not be going like you want them to go, but you're not 6 feet under. You might not feel like you want to feel, but you don't have dirt thrown in your face today. Uh-huh. You might not have all the money you want to have, but you're not laying up in a funeral home somewhere waiting to be prepared for the ground. God is a good God, and therefore we ought to thank him and bless his name. And every time you think on the goodness of Jesus, your soul ought to cry out, hallelujah. I praise God for saving me. We invite you, my friends, wherever you are under the sound of my voice, won't you come and be with us in service? We look forward to you coming here to the temple where the power of God is moving in an awesome way. God is blessing his people. God is saving. God is healing. And God is delivering. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my friends, we are a church that believe you can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. Are you sick and suffering today? Listen, my friends, why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time when Jesus Christ is the almighty healer? He's the almighty God. He's able to heal your condition. No matter what has been told you as far as your medical condition is, the doctors might have gone as far as they can go and done all they can do. But Jesus Christ is a healer. And I want you to know he'll heal your body according to your faith. He said, just have faith the size of a mustard seed. And you can have things happen in your life that you would never be able to imagine happening in your life. That's the kind of God we serve. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Right now, before I go any further in this broadcast, I want you to draw nigh to your radio. I'm going to pray for you wherever you are. Jesus Christ is right there with you.
Yes.
And he's willing to touch you where you are. He's willing to heal that pain. He's willing to heal that sickness that you have. That condition that you have that they say there's no cure for, Jesus Christ is willing to heal it of today.
Thank you.
Come nigh to the radio. Nigh to that radio. Touch that radio as a point of contact. Hallelujah. If you can't reach the radio, put your hand on your body, on or near where you're suffering, and let's believe God for a miracle in your life. We are healed by the wound. In his side, we are healed by the wound. In his side, we are healed by the wound. In my we are healed by the wound in his side. Let your faith soar in God right now and begin to believe God. We are healed by the wound in his. We are healed by the wound. It is. Somebody's getting touched right now. We are healed by the wound. Thank you, Jesus. It is. Right now, your body's beginning to feel better.